cancer rates in general are going up without regard to age. So all age groups have an increase in all kinds of cancers. So yes, it's going up in younger people. However, that gets defined, you know, people under 65, under 50, but it's also going up in people over 50 or over 65. And so the proportion of people who are younger has remained about the same. It hasn't really changed in the last 20 years dramatically.
So it's not really a certain, we'll talk to colon cancer in a second, but it's not a certain cancer that you may find more than another, I mean.
Well, the answer to that is yes, there are specific cancers in which there is a measurable and significant increase in the younger population. And this is particularly true among early age onset colorectal cancer patients. That's increasing, and we're defining early age onset as people under the age of 50. So that's going up pretty significantly all across the country, and unfortunately it's going up a little bit more rapidly in Kentucky. Our rates of early age onset colorectal cancer are higher in Kentucky than they are compared to other states.
And early onset is defined as what age?
Age 50 or younger.
Okay. And we talked about some of this prior to recording, but so as far as the reasons why on that, as far as the those rates being higher?
So we really don't know. And that's why we're all doing everything we can to try to understand how and why that works. There may be some genetic predispositions among younger people that have become more common. There may be some environmental factors that lead to the onset of colorectal cancer at a younger age. Very likely diet is involved in that. Elements that can lead to colorectal cancer can be in certain kinds of foods. Diets that are contain a lot of fast food can be really challenging. So there are a number of reasons that we suspect. There is some case control evidence, and now we're trying to look, is that true in the population, to see if we can really understand why is this going up. One thing we do know is as this rate increases, if we can identify those who are really at risk at a younger age, we want to be able to start screening them and monitoring them much more closely at a much earlier age than now, 45, which is the age that we recommend the onset of colorectal cancer screening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and so you mentioned earlier about genetics, environmental, talk to me a little bit about that, about, I think the way you put it was, there may be environmental, but it always ties to genetics,
sure.
Too.
I mean, pardon me, at the end of the day, cancer is when the genetic material in our cell is altered to immortalize the cell so it doesn't die, and it divides abnormally and spreads. If our immune system doesn't identify that and destroy that damaged cell, then that becomes cancer. That is the definition of cancer. So what leads to that can be environmental exposures. They can be things like personal behaviors like smoking. They can be diet. Those all can contribute, but they all lead to the same place where some cells are immortalized. They don't die anymore. They divide and spread abnormally, not from one cell to two, but from one to four or eight, and spread throughout the body. That is the definition of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask one other question about that, because I think, at least for this person, you know, when I hear genetic in cancer, I think of family history. So I don't, are you saying that, or is it really something separate from family history?
No, it's both. So you can have something outside you alter your genetic structure, or you can have inherited a predisposition from your parents. So either or both are risk factors for developing cancer in general, and as we were talking earlier, colorectal cancer specifically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So with the situation that, again, over 65, under 65, cancer's increasing, when we talk about screening beyond colorectal, you know, what more should we be doing? Is there something we should, you know, another step we should be doing to catch these sooner?
Sure. Well, the really good thing is to have a primary care provider and work with them. I mean, that's the first and most important step. But there are four really important cancers for which there are evidence-based interventions that can either prevent the disease from occurring or prevent it from taking your life. And those four are lung cancer, breast cancer, colorectal cancer, and cancer of the uterine cervical cancer. And now, while cervical cancer is much less rare, we now have vaccines that can prevent it from even occurring. The HPV viruses are well-known specific ones of, in fact, they're considered a necessary condition in the onset of cervical cancer. So we can vaccinate against those and prevent that from happening. That has to happen at an early age. In colorectal cancer, we can screen for that. We usually begin screening at 45, but with this increase in early age onset, we want to be able to identify those who are at risk and monitor and potentially screen them much earlier. And then with lung cancer, we now have computed low-dose tomography, which can identify lung cancer, and this is only for high-risk patients, but in high-risk patients at a much earlier stage. Pardon me. You may not know this, but we have the second highest rate of screening of all states in the United States for lung cancer using low-dose computed tomography. And as a result of that, we've been able to shift the stage at diagnosis from late stage, where most people don't survive. The median survival is 11 months, where now, with the earlier stage, we see a dramatic decline in mortality. So that's a great way to do it. And then finally, breast cancer. Now, lung cancer, breast cancer, even colon cancer really aren't one disease. There's subcategories of this, and they matter. But basically for breast cancer, we've used mammography successfully for many years to find early lesions that can be removed and prevent the disease from spreading and causing the death of the host. So those are the four big. That represents 42% of all the cancers. If we do effectively screen those cancers, we will have a real impact on the cancer burden in the population.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me circle back to colorectal cancer. And you touched on this earlier, but as far as the screening success, you know, always got more to go, right? But you've had some gains there.
Yeah, we've been really successful. Back in 2001, we recognized that we had the highest colorectal cancer incidence rate compared to all other states. And we had the highest mortality rate. And we had the second to the lowest screening rate in the United States. And we instituted a statewide collaboration. And it was through that collaboration that we really had dramatic impact. And over the years, we've reduced the incidence by finding polyps early and removing them. That's part of the screening process. Incidence rate by 30%. And by finding disease early through screening, we've reduced the mortality by 34%. That's a dramatic decrease in incidence and mortality. If I translated that into sort of simpler language, that means that every year now, 390 Kentuckians no longer develop colorectal cancer, and 260 Kentuckians no longer die of colorectal cancer each and every year.